Sarah. Buenos. Your aliens are at it again. Why does everybody call them my aliens? They're Rory's aliens. She looked over at their table. Her newsie didn't waste any time getting down here. She called in a lunch reservation from her corporate jet, la-di-da. So glad I'm an overpaid academic, Pepe said. And don't have to flit around the world at somebody else's beck and call. He ordered chicken fajitas with a double espresso and milk. His girlfriend, Lisa, what's her name, got a Cuban sandwich and half carafe of white wine. She was headed back to Jose with the orders when she heard the shrill emergency whistle from the cube. Silencio, she shouted. Everybody shut up a minute. She cut her eyes to the cube and saw the unthinkable. It was a long shot of the White House. One end of it was rubble, gray smoke and orange flames. We don't know what's happened, a tight, panicky voice said. 1 minute ago, something, some explosion, we don't know. His image appeared in the corner, the normally unflappable Carl Lamb. We're just coming in. He put his hand flat against his left ear. Oh my God. The president is dead. Most of her cabinet, too. The vice president, he was in another room, but he's badly hurt. There's an ambulance floater. There, you can see it. On the cube, a white floater overshot the flames, spun around, and settled down behind the smoke. All the Secret Service can say is it didn't come from outside. It was a powerful bomb that went off in the cabinet room. It was an emergency meeting called about the aliens, the new message. What the Secret Service wonders is, how could anybody know they'd all be in that room at that time? She sat down on the nearest empty chair, which was Rory's table. The aliens. They couldn't have done this. Aurora. I don't... No, of course not. Though it was certainly handy for them. She looked over at Pepe, the only other person here who knew how handy. He was looking at her. A young man ran outside to vomit, falling to his knees on the sidewalk. Rory's own stomach twisted. Her head felt full of light, as if she were going to faint. Still staring at the screen, she reached across the table at the same time Marya did. Her grip was firm and dry, but she was trembling. This couldn't be a movie or something, Sarah said. This can't be happening. Marya gulped. A War of the Worlds thing? Orson Welles? They wouldn't do it. They couldn't. Rory could only shake her head. She tried to say something, but her mouth and throat were suddenly dry. She took a sip of water, and it was like glue. Was she going into shock? Jesus, Marya croaked. Her dark skin was gray, bloodless. It's like a palace coup. Who's left? Her phone buzzed. She took it out of her purse, listened for a moment, and said, okay. She put it back. They want me to stay here, she said quietly. There was a murmur of conversation. Two or three people were sobbing. Wait, the commentator said. There is what? There is a message. Our stations, many stations, received it right after the tragedy. He looked off camera and nodded, open-mouthed. This is Grayson Pauling, President LaSalle's, the late president's, science advisor. Pauling looked tired and miserable. Good morning. I have a grave duty today, which must be explained. It has been obvious for many months that our president is mentally ill, profoundly so. It has been a source of amusement in Washington and a weakness for the brokers of power to exploit. The Union has survived mentally ill and incompetent leaders, and it might have survived Carly LaSalle, but for the coming, especially in light of this morning's message. Miss LaSalle, with the very active cooperation of the Secretary of Defense, proposes to orbit killer weapons that will supposedly destroy the aliens before they have a chance to land. This would be suicide, genocide. There is no word for it. The destruction of our entire species. She does not truly understand the amount of power these aliens have demonstrated. To the extent that she does understand, she sees it as a challenge to her own power. It is not. It's just a statement of fact.